With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. People with mental health disorders twice as likely to have heart disease or stroke. People facing mental health challenges are significantly more likely to have heart disease or stroke, according to a study presented at the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress. Using data from the Canadian Community Health Survey, Dr. Goldie explored the associations between cardiovascular risk and disease, mental health disorders, and the use of psychiatric medication. The study found that people who have had a mental health disorder at any point in their life were twice as likely to have a heart disease or have experienced a stroke. Those who haven't developed heart disease or had a stroke are more likely to be at high long-term risk of developing cardiovascular disease when compared with the general population. People who use psychiatric medications were twice as likely to have heart disease and three times as likely to have a stroke compared to those not taking these medications. The study included people with schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, and major depressive and anxiety disorders. Among the psychiatric drugs examined were antipsychotic, antidepressant, benzodiazepine, and mood stabilizing medications. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Study shows ethnic groups are at high risk for heart disease, yet many aren't aware. Different ethnic groups have widely varying differences in both the prevalence and awareness of cardiovascular risk factors, a finding that highlights the need for specifically designed education and intervention programs. According to a study presented at the 2014 Canadian Cardiovascular Congress, the conclusion comes from a study of more than 3,000 patients at an urgent care clinic serving an ethnically diverse area of Toronto. Participants were asked to self-identify their ethnicity and, from a list of 20 activities or conditions, asked to identify which they believe contribute to cardiovascular disease. Among the findings, South Asians reported much higher rates of diabetes and sedentary lifestyle, but lower stress levels than Caucasians. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic factors behind surviving or dying from Ebola shown in mouse study. A newly developed mouse model suggests that genetic factors are behind the mild to deadly range of reactions to the Ebola virus. People exposed to Ebola vary in how the virus affects them. Some completely resist the disease, others suffer moderate to severe illnesses and recover, while those who are most susceptible succumb to bleeding, organ failure, and shock. These differences are not related to any specific changes in the Ebola virus itself that made it more or less dangerous. Instead, the body's attempts to fight infection seem to determine disease severity. In the journal Science, scientists described strains of laboratory mice bred to test the role of an individual's genetic makeup in the course of Ebola disease. The scientists examined mice that they infected with a mouse form of the same species of Ebola virus causing the 2014 West African outbreak. In the present study, all the mice lost weight in the first few days after infection, but 19% of the mice were unfazed. They not only survived, but also fully regained the lost weight within 2 weeks and had no gross pathological evidence of disease. 11% of the mice were partially resistant, and less than half of these mice died, while 70% of the mice had a greater than 50% mortality. The scientists correlated disease outcomes and variations in mortality rates to specific genetic lines of mice. The frequency of different manifestations of the disease across the lines of these mice screened so far are similar to variety and proportion to the spectrum of clinical disease observed in the 2014 West African outbreak. While acknowledging that recent Ebola survivors may have had immunity to this or a related virus that saved them during this epidemic, our data suggests that genetic factors play a significant role in disease outcome. In general, when virus infection frenzied these genes involved in promoting blood vessel inflammation and cell death, serious or fatal disease followed. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Daphne Miller about her book, Pharmacology, but it's spelled F-A-R-M. It's going to be a really interesting book, and it's right up our alley in this audience. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik himself. We're going to talk about two things. Number one, I don't care what side of this election mess you've been on. I think a lot of people probably feel washed out today because of all the negativity that we've absorbed. We're going to talk about how to get past that and get back into your life. And also, ironically, some of people's favorite lifts in the gym. You're going to be surprised by some of these. That's later in the show. But first, let's get started. Well, welcoming Dr. Daphne Miller to the show. How you doing, Dr. Miller?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. And it's a great book. And it's now, when did you publish this book?
It came out about a year and a half ago now, which is a little hard for me to believe, but yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? And it's very relevant and it's very important, especially in today's environment. You know, one of the things that frustrates me when I listen to a lot of this political rhetoric, regardless of what side of the fence you're on here, is that no one's asking the right questions about healthcare. Everybody talks about healthcare. They talk about how to treat people who are sick. It's not about healthcare. And I always say the same thing, and my audience has heard me say it before. But the discussion about healthcare, to me, is tantamount to that old black and white cartoon with the cat and the mouse. And the cat is in the boat. The mouse pulls the cork out of the bottom of the boat, and the boat is taking on water, and the cat is bailing water as fast as he can. And then at some point, he accepts the inevitable, looks into the camera, and with that sad face on, and just goes down with the boat. And this is what's going on with healthcare today, because no one's asking the right questions. Why are so many people getting sick? All we're talking about is how to bail the boat. No one's saying, hey, let's plug the hole first. And then once we stop this marching procession of new sick people into the process, then we can figure out what to do with the currently sick people. And your book really indirectly and directly speaks to this. So
yes, well, I agree absolutely. There's health care and then there's sick care. And what the American health care system does very well is take care of people who are already sick. But we do a fairly poor job of keeping people well. And as a family doctor, I realized that I really wanted to focus my energies on keeping customers out of my practice, and keeping them well. And in order to do that, you really have to get out of the four walls of a clinic office and out into the real world where we live, and that's where you deliver wellness care. I mean, people are only patients for a tiny percentage of their year, and the rest of the time they're out there in the community living. And so as a family doctor, I really do try and focus on what we can do in our communities to stay well. And that's part of the reason I ended up on family farms, because they are a huge part of our wellness, what we eat.
That's right. That's right. And now you actually talk about the similarities and the, let's say, the connectedness of both medicine and food and farming in the book, right?
Yes. Well, for me, it's actually been a really interesting journey, because I wrote another book before pharmacology that was called The Jungle Effect, and it really was looking at traditional diets and from around the world. It was kind of an adventure nutrition travelogue. And what I did was I went to places around the world that were that I called cold spots, which were basically places that had very low rates of the modern chronic diseases that my patients suffer here in the Bay Area and San Francisco. And I wanted to learn about their diets and bring them back to my patients in San Francisco. And so it was this very prolonged journey, this very exciting project, where I went around to places like Okinawa in Japan and Cameroon in West Africa and Crete in Greece, and collected recipes from these long-lived healthy people and to bring back to San Francisco. And then at the end of this whole project, and having written the book and published the book, I suddenly realized that I was missing this very large piece of the story, and that was how this food had actually been grown. I mean, we're so focused on this idea of food as medicine, and yet it really isn't the food. It's the way that food is grown, the way the soil is treated, all the choices that the farmer makes, from the kind of seed they use to what they're applying to the land and so on, that truly constitutes the value of that food and our health. And so I said to myself, oh my goodness, I need to go back and do this whole project again, but this time I don't want to just talk to cooks, I want to talk to farmers and learn what they're doing. And so that's what gave birth to pharmacology. But on the second round, I actually didn't travel the world so much. I just ended up traveling around the U.S. and spending time interning with different farmers and learning how they treat their food, how they treat their soil, how they treat their animals, how they treat their employees, and how much that has an impact on our personal health.
So with that being the case, there is a great divide. And part of my frustration in the area of research, as it pertains to research about food, is the scientific community ignores things like cows, beef, or even dairy from cows that are allowed to eat grass and pastured, versus eat corn and soy and be confined in CAFOs, like there's no difference in the end product.
Well, we do tend, and I agree with you, by and large, within nutritional studies, there's not a lot of discussion of how that food was grown. And in fact, most of the nutritional studies don't look at whole foods at all. They tend to look more at nutrients, things like vitamin A or, you know, beta carotene or vitamin D. We tend to try and reduce things down to these sort of molecular level. But what's really exciting for me is that more and more there is beginning to be a discussion between people in the health sciences and the nutrition sciences and the people who are more in the soil sciences and then the agricultural sciences. It's a very new and just fledgling discussion, but what's happening is that there are studies that are starting to come out, mainly from Europe, that are looking at things like pastured eggs versus eggs that are, you know, raised in a confined concrete, you know, bunker. right. from chickens that are raised in a concrete bunker, and trying to look at the nutrient value of those two kinds of foods. The same with pasture-raised, you know, dairy versus, you know, looking at cows who are raised in confined feeding lots. And there's also studies that are really starting to look not just at, you know, the value of carrots or celery or something like that, but how those carrots and celery are grown and whether they're grown in organic soil. There's even some studies looking at biodynamic ways of farming versus conventional. So these are all very, very, you know, early. There's not enough of this kind of research going on because, honestly, it doesn't really pay. I mean, researchers right. want to go where the money is.
Right.
And it, you
they
know,
have to get, they
it,
have
it
to get grant-
a lot more to study pharmaceuticals.
Right. Well, I was going to say, they have to get grant money from someplace. But really, the benefactors of this research are the people. If there was just a way for people to be able to put their money behind this type of research, I think something great could happen. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Daphne Miller. Her website is drdaphne.com, drdaphne.com. And you can get the book, Pharmacology, at superhumanradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daphne Miller about her book, Pharmacology. So, I hear a lot this term biodynamics as well as sustainability when we talk about agriculture. And I don't think I really understand what biodynamics really is. And I know that you're coming to Louisville, Kentucky next week, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there. I'll be landing in Louisville on Thursday evening. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
So you're going to be speaking at a biodynamics gathering, and you're the keynote speaker. So what exactly is biodynamics? What does it mean?
Well, the idea behind biodynamics, which really literally sort of translates from the Greek, meaning cycle of life or power of life, is that you can grow your own food, you can grow food on a piece of land without a lot of external inputs, without having to buy supplements, without having to buy fertilizers, without having to buy pesticides. But by using that land and the power of that land that's generated, you know, by the nutrients in the land and the microbes in the land and the plants in that land, to fertilize that soil and keep the life and the health of that land going. And so it was an idea that has been around for thousands of years as people were farming around the world, and it's something that traditional farmers or peasant farmers have noticed that they truly can rejuvenate their soil and have healthy plants and so on. But Rudolf Steiner, who was sort of a philosopher, a scientist in the early 20th century, really codified these ideas that had been developed by peasant farmers for centuries, and wrote gave a series of talks on this, and also wrote a series of papers, and called it biodynamic farming. So he kind of put a name to it. And so when people talk about biodynamic farming, they really are referring to this idea that, you know, something that Rudolf Steiner started. He also had some very specifics in what he described as biodynamic farming. Like, there's this idea of when you're supposed to farm according to the seasons and the time of day, and even he uses the zodiac a little bit,
right.
Which is a little woo-woo for me, but and also calls for certain kinds of plant applications to use as enhancers for the soil. So using different kinds of herbs that he makes into these teas, and also using various composting methods, some of them a little bit strange, once again, like packing manure into a horn and then burying that horn and then digging up that horn and taking that manure and diluting it and using it as an application on the field. But I have to tell you, I have spent quite a bit of time interviewing these biodynamic farmers, and they all talk about these astounding changes in the fertility of their land when they switched to this method. A lot of them were kind of disbelievers when they started. But as they saw the results of what was actually happening on their farms, both with the microbial life in the soil and the nutrient value of their food, they kind of started to become believers. So even though the science behind it doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense to me, I too am very, very curious about it. And there are some controlled trials that have come out of places like Switzerland where they've compared the microbial life, so the amount of bacterial diversity and fungal diversity in the soil of these biodynamic farms compared to conventional farms. And they found that things are much more exciting, much more lively in the biodynamic farms. And we now know within agriculture that the diversity of microbes in the soil directly translates into the health of that soil and potentially even the nutrient value of the food that's grown in that soil.
Yeah. And my son lives out in San Diego, and he does a little farming, and he was telling me that the I don't know what he called it. There was a name for it, but there's a network of microbes in the soil that connect end to end beneath the soil, and they are they connect root systems, and they he said they can connect root systems from plants that are miles away. And
well, it's called the rhizosphere, and as much as we're getting excited about the microbiome in our gut,
right.
It's just as exciting in the soil, and what's even more exciting to me is that we're actually discovering ways that this microbial community in the soil actually communicates with the microbial communities within us.
Wow.
And that there's even this exchange of DNA that goes on, and that, you know, even if it's not sort of that these microbes in the soil take up permanent residence in our gut, they certainly do impact it. And they hitchhike, you know, on the food that we eat and, you know, when we touch soil, when we're farming. And so when you start to understand this invisible connection that our bodies have to the soil, all of a sudden you really care about the health of that soil. You want your food to be grown in really healthy soil. And so it's really interesting, as a lot of this science is beginning to make itself known, I'm seeing medical colleagues who never thought about the soil before and really just thought of their food as this thing that sort of just magically appeared on their plate.
Right.
All of a sudden they're getting really interested in farms and the health of farms.
And growing, you know, we've done shows in the past. In fact, my guest for the second hour a couple of years ago, he's got a beautiful garden, if you want to call it. He's got about a half acre next to his house, and he gardens all year long because he creates hothouses when the weather starts to get cool. But he does everything in big boxes. And you don't have to have a farm to do this. You can do this at home, which is what really people need to start thinking more about. I feel like there's a renaissance occurring for some of us, and more and
Absolutely.
More people, yeah, starting to grow their own food, and that's a really important thing to do.
Yes, I mean, I always tell, because you know I work in the city, and most of my patients don't have access to, you know, farmland, and I explain that even in a 2x3 window box, 2x3 foot window box, or 1x3 foot window box, you can grow, you know, enough herbs for a family of four to actually make a difference in the nutrient value of your daily food intake.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of growing your own herbs, because they actually can really move the needle in terms of, you know, the amount of antioxidants and phenols and just, you know, sort of healthy stuff that you take into your diet.
Yeah.
And we tend to think of herbs as just a sort of extra add-on, but they really are quite powerful.
Yeah, well, herbs were always medicinal. If you look back in time, herbs were very medicinal in nature. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how you actually blend food with working with your patients. We're talking right now with Dr. Daphne Miller. Her book is Pharmacology, F-A-R-M, Pharmacology. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Also, please visit her website, Dr. Daphne, DrDaphne.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Coming up. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Brooks Cubic will be joining us. The keeper of the flame of physical culture. Right now we're talking with Dr. Daphne Miller about her book, Pharmacology. So, Dr. Miller, how is it different for patients who see you? Do you actually prescribe, and I know that's a dangerous word to use, but do you actually recommend certain foods for people?
Well, of course, yes, and it's not a dangerous word. I just when I prescribe food, I really do talk about how that food is grown. So it's sort of a packaged conversation that doesn't it's not just talking about the food itself, but really the origins of that food. But yes, of course, I talk about specific foods, and first and foremost, I just really talk to patients about the idea that whole foods and just really eating foods that are, you know, freshly grown and if possible locally grown are really the backbone of any good diet. But, you know, if there are specific conditions going on, then, you know, I will focus on specific foods as well.
Give me a specific condition that maybe.
Sure. Like inflammatory conditions, like someone who's got rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Or some other form of autoimmune disease. There's a lot of evidence that just eating foods that, you know, like that have a lot of turmeric and other types of
ginger
and so on are really great. They're right. Natural anti-inflammatories.
Right.
So, you know, some people refer to that as an anti-inflammatory, you know, diet. At the same time, there are certain foods like a lot of the processed vegetable oils that tend to be more pro-inflammatory. So, you know, trying to, you know, give people those kinds of guidelines. Honestly, though, and this is what I was going to say, is that I think we put too much stock in general on this idea of superfoods.
Yeah.
Or that there's, you know, this one special food that
the media does that. The media takes a word and then they spin it, and everything is a superfood today. I see this in commercials, you know. It's like, that's not a superfood. A superfood is something that is not only nutrient dense, but covers a vast array of other components that have been linked to better health. It's not just like, well, this is a superfood. It's like, no, it's not. It's yogurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think what ends up happening is we all want a quick fix, and we get very confused by the messages out there. So if we're told, you know, that X food, like, for example, acai, which was, you know, being imported, I think, from Brazil, if we're told that's a superfood, then it's like, oh, I'll buy that and be healthy. But in fact, the best superfoods are just having an incredibly varied diet with lots of, you know, vegetables and lots of locally grown things and buying the if you do eat meat or dairy, buying products that really have been raised well and that they themselves have eaten well and haven't
right.
been injected with a lot of additives. So, this idea of there being these special superfoods that are going to keep you healthy are, you know, fairly ridiculous.
But now, I think something like, I'm a huge proponent of raw unpasteurized milk. I've been talking about milk since early 2006 when I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Ron Schmidt, who wrote the book, The Untold Story of Milk. And I kind of think raw unpasteurized milk would fall into, and especially if you can get it, raw unpasteurized colostrum would fall into that area of a potential superfood. Any opinions on that?
Well, that's a really sticky one to ask a physician who, you know, trained conventionally and definitely is a lot more open-minded than most doctors. But, you know, I still really took an oath to do no harm. And I do feel that there's some incredibly interesting studies that support unpasteurized milk, particularly for people that have different kinds of autoimmune disorders. But the problem with unpasteurized milk is that if there is some kind of pathogen in there, the
right.
potential for it to kind of go haywire is a lot greater because there's nothing counteracting it. So
right.
what I tell when patients ask me about it, I say, if you know the farmer and you can get it super fresh and on the day that it has been milked,
right.
then, you know, you go for it.
Right, right.
You know, it's kind of what I tell people is it's kind of like having unprotected sex. You know, you got to really know who the person
yeah.
is and make sure you have a close relationship with them and
right.
that you've both been tested.
No, I agree. That's great. That's
and
great
so
advice.
So the idea of buying raw milk in a supermarket where you have no direct relationship to the farmer makes me very, very nervous. And I think that probably most other health officials would say the same
well,
thing.
Well, what about just looking at milk from this standpoint? Low heat pasteurized, but the cows are pastured versus eating corn, grain, and soy and producing milk. Which would you go for in that case?
Well, it's certainly certainly, having drinking milk where the cows themselves have not been fed hormones and have been raised on pasture is very, very important. But another thing that you can do is just buy non-homogenized milk. That means that the milk has been pasteurized, but it hasn't been passed through all of this, you know, process to make it so that it doesn't separate.
A molecular sieve, right, exactly.
Yeah, it turns out that homogenization creates a lot of that denaturing of the fat molecules and the protein, which might, you know, be one of the biggest issues with making, milk intolerable to some people.
Right.
So I tell people, Strauss here in the Bay Area sells a non-homogenized milk, and if nothing else, it tastes a lot better. It doesn't have that sort of bitter kind of chemically taste that homogenized
metallic
milk has.
Yeah, it's almost a metallic taste. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do feel that this is one of those questions where it's very murky, and, you know, sometimes we end up, you know, giving these answers that are more like, it depends.
Right.
And raw milk is definitely one of those it depends places. And I just can't give people the green light overall, because you really, really have to know exactly how that milk is being.
But you raise a really important question, a statement here. It depends. And the reality is that everyone wants a silver, they want absolutes. They want someone to say, eat this, not that. In fact, that's how David Zizinski makes a living, the author of Men's Health, by writing books that definitively tell people, eat this and not that. But the reality is, everything is so much more complex than that, but no one wants to learn on their own. No one wants to do the research for themselves. They want people to say, eat this, it's good for you. Don't worry about, you know, anything else, just eat it. And the reality is, as you point out, is there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts involved in the process. Wouldn't you agree that we've tried to reduce this to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that for the reason I wrote pharmacology was that I needed a lot of clarity in these areas. So the book is really about me exploring a lot of these issues, you know, with a very open mind. And obviously with my, you know, medical training and so on, but really coming at a lot of these questions, even, you know, conventional versus organic, and trying to really understand, you know, and trying to parse out the science from the myth, and really trying to understand what of these ideas really are of value,
right,
and which are ones that we're just kind of having knee-jerk reactions to. And hopefully I tell the whole thing as a good story as well,
right,
so people are excited to
is a page-turner. It keeps you invested in the book. It's a very, very good book, and I would recommend that everybody who's listening to the show get it. And when we come back, we're going to talk more specifically about the book. We're talking right now with Dr. Daphne Miller. The book is called Pharmacology, F-A-R-M, not P-H. It's at the Superhuman Radio website. What innovative family farming can teach us about health and healing? You can learn more about Dr. Miller by going to her website, Dr. Daphne, drdaphne.com. And she's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky next week. We'll talk more about that as well when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com. superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You can save $20 off a bottle of Primal D right now if you go to primal-d.com and use the coupon code FLASH5995, all caps, FLASH5995. That's 420 servings of topically delivered vitamin D. Vitamin D delivered the way nature intended. You can read the science behind the product there as well. Check it out. We're talking right now with Dr. Daphne Miller about her book, Pharmacology. You can get the book at superhumanradio.com. So if someone gets this book, explain what they will actually learn that will affect their lives from reading this book.
Well, I think, first of all, I'm hoping it will bring them beyond the simple idea of food as medicine and really start to think of farm as medicine. And all the choices that are made on a farm that actually directly impact our health, from the seeds that are chosen to what the farmer applies or does not apply to the field and so on. But within the book, I actually spend time with lots of different kinds of farmers, and each one of them offers me a fresh new lesson. For example, in the first chapter, I spend time with a biodynamic vegetable farmer. And as he is in the process of rejuvenating his soil, I learn about ways that I can actually use that concept, that biodynamic concept, to rejuvenate my patients. And the whole chapter focuses on that. In another chapter that takes place on an egg farm, I learn about how, as a farmer transitions his hens from an indoor, high-density environment to a pasture-based environment, how the stressors change for those hens, and they go from what one would call bad stress to good stress. And I apply these concepts of bad stress versus good stress to my patients and sort of explore how we as humans can become more pasture-based humans.
Yeah.
In another farm that's a beef farm, as the farmer talks about going from moving his cattle from a confined feedlot to more of a pasture-based existence as well, I learn about how the immunity of his cattle improved, there, how their immune systems actually became a lot more balanced and healthy, and how this actually related to the microbes on the farm. And once again, I apply this to our own immune systems and how, you know, our immune systems are related both to healthy farms and also, you know, how we can apply this. There's another chapter that takes place in a vineyard where I look at pest management and the methods that they're using for pest management. I actually apply to cancer care, because our current paradigm for dealing with cancer is very much like the old idea of how to manage pests in a field, that mm-hmm. we used to kind of blast them out or burn them out
or scorch the earth at
any cost. And now what more forward-thinking farmers are realizing is that they have to create these healthy ecological balances in the field where they support the good plants and the good insects as much as trying to kill the bad ones. And I talk about cancer researchers who are learning from these farmers and actually applying the same ecological balance concept to cancer care.
Yeah, yeah.
So each chapter sort of has a different focus within medicine, and I give stories from my medical practice and so on. So it's a real adventure.
You know, it's funny. I do business with two different farmers, and the farmer that I buy my milk from, the Mennonites, he has fields and fields of praying mantis pods. In fact, he has so many of them that there's a gal here in Louisville named Blair Helvey. She manages a website called Bugs Behaving Badly, and she is an entomologist. And she works with farmers to help them understand which bugs are going to protect their crops and get rid of the bugs that destroy their crops. And she buys probably 500 or 600 of these praying mantis pods from him every single year, because he's been so effective at literally breeding praying mantises on his land that he has so many more pods than he really needs. And I bought them one year. I bought a couple pods for the backyard. Made the dumb mistake of leaving one of them in the garage, and it hatched. And we had literally hundreds of little praying mantises all over the ceiling and walls and every place else. And we, Elisa and I, we worked hard to get them and put them in cups and then free them in the yard. We didn't just let them die there. But, I mean, it's amazing. When you talk to people who understand this, they don't need pesticides. And then you talk to conventional farmers, they say, that's nonsense. We couldn't do what we do today without herbicides and pesticides. And maybe they're partially right. Maybe the grand scale that one farmer is producing food, which used to take maybe a half a dozen farmers to do the same volume, is the mistake in this, the fact that we're trying to do too much with one farm.
That's certainly a piece of it, although there are actually some excellent examples now of mid-sized farms, not just tiny little, you know, 5 to 10 acre farms, where they are farming in a much more ecological way and not using certainly not using as many pesticides. Now, mind you, a lot of the pesticides, even in organic farming, there are pesticides that are used. They're just not synthetic pesticides.
Yeah, like neem oil, for instance.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, there's, there's a lot of debate about whether that is better or if it's just, you know, just another kind of pesticide. It's
right.
Just not synthetic. But there are medium to large scale farms that are starting to really try and use a, very much of this integrated pest management approach where they really only resort to pesticides when all of the other efforts, the more ecological efforts have failed. And what, as the end result, you end up using a lot less chemical. If you really are trying to set up your farm as this kind of natural, healthy ecosystem with a diversity of crops and lots of beneficial insects being attracted to the field by, you know, by certain plants and having these border plants that are, you know, there to attract these beneficial insects and, you know, just trying to create a real balance within the field. And mind you, I am not an expert in pest management.
Right.
I am a family physician. But as I sit and I learn from these forward-thinking farmers, it makes a tremendous amount of sense to me. And I feel like this whole approach is one that we need to start using more in medicine, not just for cancer care, but also for infectious disease.
Right.
I mean, we tend to use antibiotics as these kind of, you know, this as our only weaponry, you know, against viruses and bacteria, or, you know, bacteria, or we use antivirals for,
right,
for viruses. But without thinking, wow, how can we do other things to support the host and minimize the amount of the actual chemical that we need to use? And that's something that a lot of doctors are really beginning to think about a lot more.
Plug the event that's going on here in Louisville one more time for people who just tuned
in.
Well,
it's very exciting. This is the Biodynamic Association. It's their annual meeting for North America, and it's going to take place this coming weekend, I guess the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, I want to say, in Louisville, Kentucky at the Hyatt. And I will be giving the morning keynote talk. You can look on their website to see. And if you are at the talk, come up to me afterwards and tell me that you heard me on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I look forward to meeting you. Yes, absolutely. And I look forward to being in Louisville.
Yeah, it's really good here. You're going to like it. There's a lot going on here.
This will be my fifth time in about 3 years
going
to Louisville. It's Wendell Berry was the first person that I interviewed for pharmacology. He's in the opening chapter. And because of that, Louisville is kind of like it's the hometown for this book of mine. And so I've been back there to speak about it a number of times. Most recently, last month, I shared the stage with Wendell Berry, which was a huge honor for me, in a farming conference last month in Louisville. So.
I actually Wendell and I spoke at the USDA meeting here when they were doing the RFID, trying to force farmers to RFID their chickens and their livestock. And, while he's a little bit more, of a zealot than I am. But we both had a great opportunity to let people hear what we really thought about that policy, which obviously got derailed because so many people were outspoken about it, how it would have really hurt small family farms dramatically and given larger farms the upper hand. Now, if they would have made the large farms tag every animal too, then it would have been fair, but they didn't. They were going to let the large farms tag every one out of 100 because, oh, woe is me, they have so many animals. That was a laughing stock. But anyway, listen, I look forward to possibly seeing you at the event. And the book is Pharmacology. It's at superhumanradio.com. And also the website is Dr. Daphne, drdaphne.com. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will be joined by Brooks Kubik for this installment of Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. People with mental health disorders twice as likely to have heart disease or stroke. People facing mental health challenges are significantly more likely to have heart disease or stroke, according to a study presented at the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress. Using data from the Canadian Community Health Survey, Dr. Goldie explored the associations between cardiovascular risk and disease, mental health disorders, and the use of psychiatric medication. The study found that people who have had a mental health disorder at any point in their life were twice as likely to have a heart disease or have experienced a stroke. Those who haven't developed heart disease or had a stroke are more likely to be at high long-term risk of developing cardiovascular disease when compared with the general population. People who use psychiatric medications were twice as likely to have heart disease and three times as likely to have a stroke compared to those not taking these medications. The study included people with schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, and major depressive and anxiety disorders. Among the psychiatric drugs examined were antipsychotic, antidepressant, benzodiazepine, and mood-stabilizing medications. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Study shows ethnic groups are at high risk for heart disease, yet many aren't aware. Different ethnic groups have widely varying differences in both the prevalence and awareness of cardiovascular risk factors, a finding that highlights the need for specifically designed education and intervention programs. According to a study presented at the 2014 Canadian Cardiovascular Congress, the conclusion comes from a study of more than 3,000 patients at an urgent care clinic serving an ethnically diverse area of Toronto. Participants were asked to self-identify their ethnicity and, from a list of 20 activities or conditions, asked to identify which they believe contribute to cardiovascular disease. Among the findings, South Asians reported much higher rates of diabetes and sedentary lifestyle, but lower stress levels than Caucasians. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic factors behind surviving or dying from Ebola shown in mouse study. A newly developed mouse model suggests that genetic factors are behind the mild to deadly range of reactions to the Ebola virus. People exposed to Ebola vary in how the virus affects them. Some completely resist the disease, others suffer moderate to severe illnesses and recover. while those who are most susceptible succumb to bleeding, organ failure, and shock. These differences are not related to any specific changes in the Ebola virus itself that made it more or less dangerous. Instead, the body's attempts to fight infection seem to determine disease severity. In the journal Science, scientists described strains of laboratory mice bred to test the role of an individual's genetic makeup in the course of Ebola disease. The scientists examined mice that they infected with a mouse form of the same species of Ebola virus causing the 2014 West African outbreak. In the present study, all the mice lost weight in the first few days after infection, but 19% of the mice were unfazed. They not only survived, but also fully regained the lost weight within 2 weeks and had no gross pathological evidence of disease. 11% of the mice were partially resistant, and less than half of these mice died, while 70% of the mice had a greater than 50% mortality. The scientists correlated disease outcomes and variations in mortality rates to specific genetic lines of mice. The frequency of different manifestations of the disease across the lines of these mice screened so far are similar to variety and proportion to the spectrum of clinical disease observed in the 2014 West African outbreak. While acknowledging that recent Ebola survivors may have had immunity to this or a related virus that saved them during this epidemic, our data suggests that genetic factors play a significant role in disease outcome. In general, when virus infection frenzied these genes involved in promoting blood vessel inflammation and cell death, serious or fatal disease followed. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Holy cow. I don't think I've ever heard that song before. Revolution.
What are they doing to that poor cat?
This is Pantera. Revolution is my name. And yes, there is a revolution going on. It's starting right here at the Superhuman Nation. Welcoming back the keeper of the flame of physical culture. One of a kind human being, and that's Brooks Kubrick. How you doing, Brooks?
I'm doing wonderful for one of a kind. That's a potentially ominous introduction, Carl.
Well, you are one of a kind. I don't think there's anybody else out there. I think you would agree with that. I mean, who does the things you do? Writes fictional novels revolving around physical culture? I mean, no, but there's nobody. There's only one Brooks Kubrick.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will take it in that sense. It is true. I mean, gosh, I think I shared with you, I'm dealing with this incredible severe writer's cramp because as we get ready to shoot the Knife, Fork, Muscle books out the door, those ought to be coming in from the printer very shortly, as we get ready to shoot them out the door, I'm doing thank you notes to everyone who ordered the book during our pre-publication special. And this is, it's not a form note, it is a handwritten, ink on paper, old-fashioned thank you note.
Right.
And, you know, so I'm doing a lot of these, so I really do have, like, my hands and thumb and fingers are sore. But the interesting thing about doing it is I'm writing thank you notes to people who bought Dinosaur Training when I first released it in 1996. And when I did that, I signed and autographed every copy in the first printing.
Wow.
There were like 3,300 copies. And I remember what a long time-consuming process that was. But I always felt it was the right thing to do, if right. I can use that cliched phrase.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, the personal touch, because we are such a small group of, you know, really out there, dedicated, interested, almost, you know, obsessive people, obsessive compulsive in the, you know, the good senses of the word, about our training and our diet and nutrition and our health. And, you know, if you're working with people like that and creating products for them, and they're buying them, it's great, and, you know, give back. So here I am, unique individual that I am, with a very unique case of writer's cramp.
So your hand is cramped, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow. That's intense. That's a lot of work, obviously, for
yeah.
the hand. Okay, so we just had an election end yesterday. And regardless of whether your team won or your team lost or you didn't even have a team, there has been a building sense of angst, anxiety, tension, frustration that kind of reached its crescendo for some who stayed up late last night, for some who got up and got hit in the face with it this morning, that I think has left a lot of people feeling washed out, some people hopeless, some people, even though their team won, maybe they still don't really realize, well, what the hell was I rooting for? Because let's be honest, the government's not going to change. I don't care who's in charge. It hasn't changed. It's never going to change. But that's another story. So here we are the day after, and I think a lot of people are feeling washed out. In fact, I think I'm validated with this opinion. You and I talked about it when I spoke to Trudy a couple minutes ago. I think everybody pretty much feels, regardless of whether your team won or your team lost or you didn't have a team at all, that there is, you just feel like something happened. And you know that it's wrong. You know, it's almost like if you had a bad thought about a relative, you knew it was wrong. You felt dirty and skeevy. You thought, oh, I never want to do that again. Everybody in the country today, I have a feeling, has a sense of despair. And it's because of the fact that we were pitted against each other in this electoral period, and now it's all gone. And what were we fighting for? Do you feel that?
I agree with you. I'm fighting very hard to avoid feeling the washed out feeling that you were talking about.
But you sense how easily it could be that way. I think a lot of people probably feel that. And I guess the
Absolutely.
Real issue right now is
Absolutely.
How do you go past it, get back into your routine, start training again, doing the things that you need to do to get back on track and realize that, hey, nothing's changed and probably nothing's going to change. So just get back into your life.
Well, step number one is probably get off Facebook and social media.
Dude, you are so right. I said that this morning. I said, I am not going to be on Facebook because it's just toxic right now.
It absolutely is. And, you know, no matter whether your team won or lost or you didn't have a team, you're tired of it. You're burnt out.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a whole lot of factors there. I mean, we could do a whole show, not to go down conspiracy theory rabbit holes, but don't you think that there are a lot of people who want American voters to be completely burned out?
Yes, I think that I've said this before. I said, you know, a population that's fighting amongst itself isn't paying attention to the government. And so we're very manageable. If racial divide, economic divide, religious divide. I mean, we have all these divides. We're so busy fighting against each other, the government's just doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah. And that is part of the whole problem. And so what I'm saying is, you know, number one, really and truly and seriously, get off the social media. Just give yourself a little holiday.
Yeah.
24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever, just until all the spin and all the craziness and all the despair and the applause and the cheers and the angst and I'm going to use the word hatred and vitriol, and they're strong words, but there's a lot of that out there. Just get away from it and don't let it in your brain, because you don't need it in your brain. That's number one. You know, number two, of course, cable news, same thing. Just stay away from a little
yeah.
bit, because they're just going to be pumping it up and making us all crazy. And you know, I don't care whether it's one party or another, it's all going to spin and it's all going to make you nuts. So stay away from that. The third thing is to think back to some occasions in our lives, some events in our lives that were much, much worse than any election that actually brought us together. You know, I was talking to a man who was in a gym in Philadelphia. They were having a weightlifting contest. And they had a radio on for some reason. And all of a sudden, they interrupt the broadcast and deliver the news of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And here's this group of young men and young men and women in the audience, and bang, in the middle of a weightlifting meet, they hear about this. There was one guy in the heavyweight class. He had 300 pounds overhead, a lifetime personal record.
He was
in
the midst of the lift, this is.
He was standing there. He had gotten it overhead. He was big smile on his face. And the referee is about to say, lower it, which you need for a successful lift. And that's when the news flash came in. And he's standing there with 300 pounds over his head. And nobody is telling him,
to lower
it. Put the weight down, because everybody's turned and they're staring at the radio.
Oh, man, I wish I had a video of that. That would have been
yeah,
classic.
Yeah, can you imagine that? And, you know, but here's the point. An incredible event, a national tragedy, hit everyone across the face. And if you were not alive then, I was not. I'm old, but I'm not that old. If you were not alive then, I mean, talk to your parents, talk to your grandparents, talk to someone who was. Everyone remembers that moment, where they were when they heard it. And, I mean, that was incredible, but it brought us together. And people responded by taking action. They didn't respond by being upset. They immediately down to the Red Cross, they're giving blood, guys were signing up right and left for the services, women were signing up, women were moving right into the factory jobs while the men were gone. The whole industry in the United States geared up to turn from a civilian economy to a wartime economy. It all happened overnight.
Yeah. Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to pick
sure.
this up on the other side. We're talking right now with Brooks Kubik. The website is Brooks Kubik. KUBIK.com. Don't forget to check out the new book, Knife, Fork, Muscle. It's a winner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. All right, so I just wanted to bring that up. If you're feeling washed out, there's probably a good reason for it. This has been a real crescendo of emotions for everybody, and you just need to get past it. And I think that's great advice. Stay off Facebook. Stay away from the news. And really, get into the gym, because nothing feels better than training. I don't care what you're going through in your life.
Well, we broke for the commercial, but you know, that's exactly the wrap up that I was going to give is, you know, number one, get away from all the negative influences out there, and number two, start training. Go to the gym and train. I mean, be active, move, and you know, it sounds silly, but you got to do it.
So now, with that being out of the way, let's talk about some popular lifts. So you asked the people who subscribe to your newsletter, which they can join by going to brookskubik.com,
mm-hmm.
what some of their favorite lifts were. Were they all the basics that you would expect, or were there some unique ones that you went, that's surprising?
Well, let me run through the list and let people decide if these are the basics or if they're a surprise. So, trap bar deadlifts, very, very popular. Freestanding handstand push-ups. Not feet against the wall, but balanced handstand push-ups. Yeah, if you can do that, I would think that would be a favorite exercise.
Yeah.
Deadlifts.
Bingo.
With a regular bar, not a trap bar. Very, very popular. A lot of people said they thought the deadlift was a very functional movement, and whether they used a trap bar or a regular bar, they really liked it. Back squats, very popular, as you might expect. Had some votes come in for dips, bench press. Fair number of people like kettlebell swings or kettlebell snatches. I take it that those were mostly one kettlebell at a time. Maybe some people were doing double kettlebell lifts, but those were popular. Here's a surprising one. I thought it was surprising. Power cleans. Big favorite. A lot of people really like the feel of the power clean movement. And here was an interesting one, and this caught Trudy's eye because it's one of her favorites. Back hyperextensions on a hyperextension bench.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
I just started doing back hyperextensions yesterday, but on the machine, the one that you sit on and it's plate loaded and mm-hmm. you push back mm-hmm. on it. What are your thoughts on that machine?
I prefer the regular hyperextension. I think you get more involvement, particularly of the glutes and the hamstrings.
Yeah, you definitely do. You know what I had to do? Okay, so the reason I don't use the regular hyperextension machine, if you want to call it a machine, is because, number one, no matter where I adjust it, I run the risk of overextending my knees. And I already have a couple of small bucket handle tears that will come out and nag me from time to time.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, it just doesn't fit me well, the machine. No matter the settings are always halfway in between where I really need them to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I tried this machine the other day. You sit on it, you put your feet down on the plate, but here's what I discovered. If you lift your butt about 2 inches off the seat and press down with your feet, because your feet are bent at a 90-degree angle, your legs
right.
are bent, you engage the glutes in the movement.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
Interesting.
What I had to do, because I immediately thought to myself, I'm not hitting my glutes at all. Like, mm-hmm. So I just instinctively thought, how would I get my glutes in this? And I raised my butt and pushed down with my feet, and sure enough, my glutes were working.
I know a man who worked with Arthur Jones and Nautilus back in the day when Nautilus was all the rage, and he was used as the model to create the dimensions for prototype Nautilus machines.
Really?
Yeah, and that was because they thought he had sort of average height, weight, you know, not short legs, not short torso, not long legs, not long torso, but everything was average. And they thought, okay, this guy is a good, you know, a good measure for how high the seat should be and, you know, how far out the seat should be so that, you know, because the legs will be resting on the seat and so leg length is an issue and, you know, things like that. So all of the machines worked perfectly for him because they were designed literally for his body.
But what about the rest of us, right? Exactly.
Yeah. For other people, you have to make adjustments. But, you know, and I know a whole lot of people involved in the strength and muscle building business, and that's the only person that has ever said to me, here's a whole bunch of machines that work perfectly for me because they were literally designed for my body. So that was kind of interesting. Now, on the hyperextension, I need to tell you, full disclosure, I'm a fan of the hyperextension because that's how Trudy and I met.
Really?
Yeah.
You were
Have
both,
I not told you that?
No, you were both on the side-by-side hyperextension machines?
No, that would have been too obvious. We were at the gym, and she was doing hyperextensions, and she was reading a magazine. As a matter of fact, she was reading a political magazine as she was doing the hyperextensions, and she was, you know, going up, pause, turn the page, down, pause, the page, and she's tracing the lines of the text with her finger as she's doing
while she's doing hyperextensions.
She's doing the hyperextensions perfectly, and she's also reading, and it, you know, it's a real magazine. It's not, you know, something with nothing but
pictures,
photos.
Right.
Yeah, and she's reading, and she's, you know, running her finger at this, and she's totally focused. I mean, it was incredible concentration. And I guess it was the concentration that caught my eye.
That she was able to do this and read at the same time.
Yeah, and so I said the obvious thing, which was, that's very Zen. And, you know, that was like the first words I ever said to her.
That's
now
where
we're
started.
Married.
How do you like that? That's so funny. I didn't know that story. That's
really
cool.
Yeah, and if she'd been on a hyperextension machine, it would have been totally different.
Yeah, you're right. Because she wouldn't, well, she could have still been reading, but it wouldn't have been the same experience, obviously.
It would not have been Zen, yeah.
All right, we are forced to take a break, believe it or not.
Go for it.
All right, so let's do this. We'll take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the favored lifts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle,
glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You can save $20 off a bottle of Primal D using the coupon code FLASH5995, F-L-A-S-H, all in caps, 5995. Go to PrimalD.com and take your vitamin D the way nature intended it. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. And we were talking about favorite lifts. Some of them are no surprise at all. Others are a surprise to me.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, so then we had a lot of votes for squats, but they were different kinds of squats. Regular back squats, high bar squats,
mm-hmm.
parallel squats done powerlifting style.
Wide, so that's a wide stance, in other words, right?
Yep, going down top of the thigh parallel to the floor. Overhead squats. And one
and
of
that's,
my old
that, that's a phenomenon because of CrossFit. They've really reintroduced the overhead squat to a great degree.
Yeah, and it's part of the Olympic lifting movement comeback.
Yeah, yeah.
I will tell you though, before any of that, we had articles in my old Dynophiles newsletter about the overhead squat. Dan John used to write about it all the time. And before that, Harry Paschal, back in the day, was promoting it back in the early 50s in his book Development of Strength. Loved it. So bottom position squats, one of my old favorites.
So starting at the bottom and coming out of the hole, that's starting at the bottom, right?
Yeah, and you do those in the power rack with the pin set, so you have the bar on the pins in the bottom position, you squeeze yourself underneath, and you stand up with the weight.
Now, I will tell you this, that if you are an older trainee and you have any meniscus issues in your knees, these are not recommended.
No. These, all of these come with a caveat that these are favorite exercises of other people who range in age from their teens to their 80s.
Just like the guy who was the model for the extension machine at Nautilus. That
yeah.
was probably his favorite, too, because it felt good doing it and it fit him well. It may not fit you well.
So. Yeah, that's a very good point. And the interesting thing on squats is different people like different kinds of squats. Very important. Similarly, some people said military press with a barbell is my favorite exercise, and other people said clean and press with two dumbbells is my favorite exercise.
And that's got to be harder, in my opinion.
Well, it's harder in terms of the amount of weight. It's a very demanding exercise. It's hard to balance the weights. Very good exercise. But the thing that's interesting about that is some people can do military presses perfectly fine. Other people can't because their shoulders, they've dinged their shoulders up, beat them up over the years, and it's hard to get into the proper pressing position. But with dumbbells, it's easy. So, you see this is an example of some people like barbells, some people like dumbbells, and that's cool. Some people like a dumbbell press with one dumbbell. Some people said, I like two dumbbell clean and press, and other people said, I like one dumbbell clean and press. They're different exercises, and, different body structures might favor one as opposed to the other. Had some votes for pull-ups. A lot of people, if people are able to do pull-ups, it can become a favorite movement, particularly people who do a lot of body weight training.
The bigger guys have, I can do pull-ups and chin-ups, but I can only do like maybe 6, 7, 8 reps at a time.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of weight to pull up, a lot of muscle mass to pull up, and long arms. So,
think about
it's a challenging
that, right?
exercise.
Yeah. And plus, I do a dead hang pull-up. I don't do the traditional kip pull-up. So the first rep is the hardest for me because my shoulders have to snap into place. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest feeling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I know just what you mean. And I mean, you know, to be doing them at your age, which is our age, so I can say that.
Right.
And with long arms and weighing, what, 230,
235? Yeah, 230 right now, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's pretty good. So here's an interesting one. Car or truck pushing.
Really?
Yeah.
And this isn't just because he ran out of gas on the way to the gym, right?
Yeah, no. This is pushing the car or truck as exercise. That's, you know, something that Dr. Ken Leisner has written about, uh-huh. I've written about.
Uh-huh.
One-arm push-ups got some votes.
Very aggressive.
Very, very, very tough exercise. Some people like the barbell bent over row or the pendley row. Got a couple people who said, my favorite exercise is heavy, emphasis on heavy, barbell curls. Mm-hmm. And other people said, I like two dumbbell curls, or I like the two dumbbell curl and press combination.
I like that too, by the way. That's a great movement. It's really more than a curl. It's kind of like a compound, it's almost like a multi-compound movement. You do a curl, when you're almost at that clean position, you just turn your wrists and you drive it up. It's great.
Yep. Yeah. That was an exercise that John Grimmick and Steve Stanko used to do all the time at the old York gym.
Uh-huh.
And they'd work up to 100 pounders.
Wow. That's really something.
Yeah. So then we had someone said walking on their hands, which is a toughie.
Show off.
Yeah, yeah. And interestingly, many of the old-time weightlifting champions, when they did the press and weightlifting competition, many of them got into weightlifting after having done a lot of gymnastics and hand balancing,
uh-huh.
and they loved walking on their hands.
Wow.
And they were really good at it. So here was one that I thought was just great. Going down to Venice Beach's outdoor training area and getting on the flying rings and swinging on them.
Just swinging on them.
Yeah, swinging and, you know, going from one ring to another ring, kind of like you're, like, you know, like a chain.
Like a monkey bar type of a movement.
Exactly, yeah, like the monkey bars. And, you know, I was thinking, that sounds pretty darn good. I could see that. And that's where a lot of the old timers in Muscle Beach used to train. And, you know, so that brings back a lot of memories. And I got to tell you, Carl, the weather and the scenery are probably hard to beat out there.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I actually spent a lot of time in Marina Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Venice Beach, and I used to walk up there quite often, and that outdoor gym is really pretty cool.
So you've been there?
Oh, a lot. I mean,
wow.
When I was dating my now ex-wife, and she lived right at the end of Venice Beach,
mm-hmm.
and so I used to go there on the weekends, and I would walk up the beach in the morning. Just for, you know, just to stroll, and mm-hmm. there would be guys out there training already, and it was really great. In the middle of the day, it's blistering hot. The weights are blistering hot. And I don't know how they did it, but you know, they had that rubber floor like you see at, mm-hmm. parks and stuff, and it's just a mm-hmm. cyclone fence around it. I mean, people would stand there and watch people bench press and mm-hmm. deadlift there. It was very cool. I liked it a lot.
Wow. My daughter lives in Los Angeles, and a couple years ago, she and her then-boyfriend, not current boyfriend, but her then-boyfriend went down there because he liked to work out down there. So she didn't want to do any working out. She wanted to have breakfast. So she wandered off and found a place to have coffee and breakfast and called me. And we were chatting, and she was telling me where she was and that her boyfriend was at this outdoor gym. And I'm like, what? Where?
Mecca.
Some beach. I'm like, you know, are you talking about Venice Beach? And she's like, yeah, I think so, maybe.
You're only at one of the meccas of physical culture, and the golden era of bodybuilding. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just over here having coffee.
You know, so I'm like, well, go back and take photos for me. And she's like, Dad. You know, so.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about something we talked about on the show in the past. Other people have talked about it, and that is this hip belt squat. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. The website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And you can not only sign up for his newsletter, but also, are people still getting on the list for the book, Brooks? Or are they?
Yes.
Okay.
We're just about ready to get the final from the printer, and then we'll be shooting them out as soon as we get them.
Knife, fork, muscle, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it right for once. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. We're going to talk about the hip belt squat. It's been talked about on this show before by Rob Regish as an alternative to regular squatting if vertical loading of the spine is something you want to avoid. What do you think of it, Brooks?
Well, I've never been a huge fan of it because I want the weight on my back and I want to be engaging my my spine and my spinal erectors, my back muscles. And so I've never used it. As I've gotten older and squatting is noticeably tougher on the spine, what I've done is switch to front squats. And the front squats are more of a leg-loading exercise, less of a back and hip-loading exercise, and so they work better, for me at least, from that perspective. Now, a lot of people have had good results with the hip squat, the hip belt squat. Some people basically, you know, some of my readers swear by it. They really like it. Some of them like to use it in combination with deadlifts or trap bar deadlifts. Mm-hmm. So you're doing the deadlift or the trap bar deadlift, which is loading your spine and your hips, and you're using the hip belt squat for more focused leg exercise. It's great for people in home gym situations where they don't have a power rack, don't have a squat rack, or they're concerned about doing regular squats with the bar on their shoulders in case they get stuck at the bottom and they can't get up. So,
right.
You know, it's a very safe alternative from that perspective. Now, Stuart McRobert, the author of Brawn and other books and the editor of Hard Gainer magazine 25 years ago when I was writing for Hard Gainer, Stuart got a hip belt and Stuart started doing hip belt squats and almost immediately ended up with a really bad knee problem.
Really?
Yeah, and that was because he had too much pressure and too much strain on his knee joint as a result of the hip belt squat. So for him, it was a very bad, almost a career-ending bad exercise. And he was always very careful to caution people, particularly anybody who had leg or hip problems, be very, very careful with the hip belt squat. Now, you know, that's a good example of, you know, some people have a bad back, so they do the hip belt squat, which originally was publicized by John McCollum in his Keys to Progress series in Strength and Health. And he talked about how it was a great exercise for people with glass backs. Have you ever heard that phrase?
No, but I get it. I know what a glass jaw is.
Yeah. So anyhow, you know, the idea was if you had a bad back but you wanted to keep on training, you know, which is always a challenge, hip belt squats were a good way to work your legs. So that may or may not be true. I'm sure it's true for some people. But some people with a back problem who tried to solve the back problem by doing the hip belt squat ended up with a knee problem. You know, so you need to be really, really careful when you're doing these things and train smart. And one thing that I would suggest to anybody, if you're doing the hip belt squat for the first time, don't
go heavy.
Work up to as much weight as you can handle. Don't rep out. Don't do 10 sets of 10 or 5 sets of 20 or anything heroic or dramatic. Do something really, really light and just kind of learn the movement, get the feel of it, and see how it feels and how your body responds to it. And if for any reason there's something that is hurting, that's a danger signal. And that's telling you maybe this is a great exercise for someone else, but maybe it's not a very good exercise for you.
You know what it reminds me of that you're talking about? One of the things that I've never been able to do because of my size is rack pulls. Because it actually hurts my knees to do rack pulls because I'm at a great disadvantage with the normal pin heights of most of the power racks out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like the same could be true of the hip belt squat.
Absolutely. And, you know, related point, the shoes that you're wearing, whether they have a heel, if you are wearing shoes, you know, barefoot versus a gym shoe versus an Olympic lifting shoe with a heel, you know, they all change the angle of your upper leg, your lower leg, the stress on the knee, back position, and they can make a rack pull or any other similar pulling movement harder or easier, not only to perform, but on your joints. Similarly, another point, you just made a great point about the height of the rack, of most racks, just doesn't work for you. When I was doing lots and lots of power rack work, and I talk about this in my book, Strength, Muscle, and Power, I would adjust the height of the exercise in the rack or the height of the bench that I was on if I was doing, for example, power rack bench presses or bottom position bench presses. I'd adjust it by putting a half-inch or a three-quarter-inch rubber mat underneath so that the bench was elevated by half an inch or three-quarters of an inch of really hard rubber, you know, the kind that would not sink down, but something really hard.
Right.
Or I'd stand on that if I was trying to adjust the height for rack pulls. And if I wanted a different height, I'd add another piece of rubber. You know, so I had pins that had 2 inches between them. So I could, you know, I had 2 inches to play with, and I could go 2 inches and a half, 2 inches and three quarters, you know, 3 inches, 3 inches and a quarter, 3 inches and a half, whatever. And there were different things that I would do at different heights, and I'd always make notes in my training log, my workout journal, as to what height I was working at. And, you know, that sounds like you're being kind of nitpicky, but it makes all the difference in the world.
Big difference. If you don't want problems,
you can't take these things for granted.
That's why a back squat is probably a better thing to do, because you start in the standing position and you drop down into the lower position and you push back out. The kinesiology of the body is not confined. You're not forced into a groove. You're not starting at the middle of the movement. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think the back squat, if you can do it, is one of the most natural of movements. And I'm going to emphasize, with a barbell, not in a Smith machine. Because if you do a squat in a Smith machine, then you're confined to the movement of the machine. And you have to rotate your body around the bar instead of allowing the bar to rotate with your body, or allowing your body to rotate. So, you know, these are little things, but boy, they add up. And you know, I'll tell you what, we did a show, 2 weeks ago, talking about 100,000 squats.
Yeah.
And making the point that over the course of a long training career, you're probably going to do easily 100,000 squats with weight on your shoulders. And, you know, I'll tell you what, 30 years of heavy squats, if you're doing something that's a little bit stressful to your particular body, that's going to add up and you're going to have problems. Maybe not immediately, but somewhere down the road you'll have problems. So the thing to do is always, from day one, use natural exercises. That's why I prefer barbells and dumbbells. Use exercises that suit your body part, your body structure, and your anatomy, and your kinesiology. Understand that will change as you develop muscle. I mean, you know, your body's different at 160 pounds versus 180 versus 200 versus 220. And it's different over time. And part of the way to stay in the game long term, the secret of longevity, is to find ways to train
without getting injured.
Without getting injured. That's so critical, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the book real quick, because we're going to wrap this interview up. So when should the book start shipping?
I should be hearing this week from my printer with an exact print date. You know, it's all very scheduled and regimented, and, you know, they say we're going to do this and then this and then this, but we're very close, and as soon as I have information, I'll let people know. I don't think it'll ship next week, although it might start going out at the end of the week. It'll probably be going out the week after that.
And is there still a discount if people order it now, or has that passed already, that window of opportunity?
Well, there's not a discount, but what I'm doing is I'm doing a pre-publication special, as I always do. And everybody who orders during the pre-publication special gets a free bonus. In fact, because we're running later than I thought, and I feel bad about that, I first of all increased it to 3 bonuses, and then I said, oh, gosh, this is still taking longer than I thought. The production is just behind schedule, so I'm going to up the pre-publication bonuses to 7. Plus, don't forget this, because I sure can't, that handwritten note. And I assure you it's a genuine signature, although by now it looks sort of like a chicken scratching.
Yeah, with the cramps. You're going to have to – maybe Trudy can start doing it for you. That might be the answer.
No, she's got good handwriting, so everyone would know.
All right, look, I want to wrap this interview up. Go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, to learn more. I want to also thank Dr. Daphne Miller for coming on, talking about pharmacology. You'd love this book, by the way, Brooks. It's all about the importance of how you grow your food, not just the food itself.
And I am jealous that you got to talk to her.
She's going to be here next week. You know that, about the sustainable, the biodynamics.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go up to her if you go and mention that you do the show. She said anybody who does the show or listens to the show to come up and say hello to her.
Cool. But
thanks to Dr. Daphne Miller. Her website is Dr. Daphne, drdaphne.com. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Really appreciate it.
And we will talk to everybody later. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio.